When it was planned.
Every day?
Yeah, if you do it at GC for them, downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite physical features, time for the flight, everything.
And the phone with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, I forget.
Big search is live. You have to have a double and device required for 5G access. May not be available in the area. 5G comes to create a wireless platform.
More than the competitive come from a deep line. My father, there were nine in his family. They had to fight for everything they had. My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. And everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Best Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, credit line building, cash flow plan, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
It's Friday night under the lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Glad to have you with us tonight. Tonight's show being made possible by the folks at Fast Corporate Credit. Small business has really been hit hard through the pandemic and some of the tragedies we've had, the hurricanes, etc. And there's a lot of questions out there, and Fast Corporate Credit can answer them for you. All on their website at www.fastcorporatecredit.com. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Before we get to Tiger Wolf, we're going to get to a break here. Dr. Dave Schaff, out in the bunker in Boone, North Carolina, he says, before you ask what the odds of scoring on the first play of a drive is, it isn't even listed. So Kerry did he think they did it five times?
They did it multiple times.
So
that's statistically
impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. Well, I hope Kerry's still listening.
That's saying something.
When Dr. Dave says it's off the screen, it's off the screen. Let's go quickly to Tom Walls. No, they're not dancing at Crystal Springs tonight.
Yeah, but the bug wasn't like ripped out. The bug wasn't.
You were watching the prep game, I'm sure, and watching the Tigers play. Crystal Springs.
Yes.
Now, Raleigh lost MRA last week, but Raleigh comes back and plays Crystal Springs this week. And from what I was telling, when you were standing there in the game, looked like to me they had
in the second half, and they tried, it wasn't for lack of trying, Strategy and targeting financing. Visit us at www.
pressure, I mean, peak pressure physically. Right. That ends a 17-game losing streak. So congratulations. You know, there was a big one. A big one down on the coast tonight. The Iberville was playing Ocean Springs.
Yeah.
And I think the final was the Iberville 16, Ocean Springs.
No,
it's not.
No, Ocean Springs won like 42 to 16 or something.
I don't know, let's check that out.
42-14.
Well, and we've got that in the points.
Yeah,
that's a record for the Bulldogs for most combined points. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. Well, what you got?
Well, you know, let's see. We've got a couple of the scores I did not give you earlier. Mantachie beat Alcorn Central 48-12. Let's see. Neshoba Central over Canton 46-7.
Centerville
beat Lewisburg
27-17. All right. Well, saw Mike last night, the voice of the Harrisburg Tigers. Saw him at the ball game that Chris and I were at. We were doing the Hines Jones ball game and had some time to sit down and talk with Mike. He joins us now. On the phone. And, Mike, good evening. Welcome to the show. How did things fare tonight?
Brother, the Tigers are on the prowl. They are. 1-40-7 Tigers staff journals moved to 2-4 on the season, but more important, they moved to 2-0 in winning play. He's going to get it rolling. Tonight, we probably rushed for over 400 yards. Had a big limit to take that whole play forward, but we're looking good right now. Like I said, maybe it's going to take some time, but we're getting to where we need to be.
Mike, you're talking about 400. How many attempts at running?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Probably 50. We may have thrown it maybe 5 or 6 times tonight. I mean, you would think, you thought we just put, it looked like Kickney was running all the time. We did not miss a little bit. He's not throwing it as much, but as long as it's obviously working, you don't need to change anything. Probably have 400 yards rushing tonight.
Yeah, that is awesome. And hey, Mike, how many times have we seen over the years a team what we call preseason game, but they're non-conference games. Then maybe they run the table in their conference and wind up winning a state championship having lost 3 of their first 3 games.
You're absolutely right, and I'm not going to ever say that we're going to win the state championship.
Right, I get that.
We're going to have a state and then get into the playoffs.
Quarterback over the starboard. And man, he's on the car for me. He led his team. I drive out with about 3 minutes left. And he came through on the bad pass I've seen all year. To his receiver, the Kwame is on there. Perfectly played pass. Again, start with the first lead of the night in the fourth quarter. I believe that's 30 straight home wins for the Star Wheel of the Day. But it just goes to show how different is a win.
Listen, Raj, you know I've done a couple games at that stadium, and Chris Jones does a great job up there. But there's an aura, and I'm not kidding, and you can confirm this. There's an aura about going and playing in that stadium.
It is. Listen, we left 3 points on the board in the first quarter, I believe it was. I said about that to Nino 3. And then on the end, I thought my counterpart said, you need those 3. You need every point that is available to walk out of there with a win. They went into the half, went in a 14-7. When they came out, you saw immediately the adjustments that Starwood had made. It was still a closely, contested matchup until that fourth quarter. Just turned it off. That quarterback is amazing. There was at least 5 times that I can remember right now when he was back in the backfield. I'm a soldier from a guy who's probably 15 or 16 years old, right? I have not seen that in quite a while. I'm just telling you, I'm hoping somebody calls us to cut down the drill on the EPA and the program for it. Here's the reality. Judd knows the reason that he plays that. Getting lost is a bad one. Not only because you can't afford to lose minutes. Like we talked about last week, that made it to the playoffs in his region, they're going to be 5-2. If you're 4-3, you're going to be battling for the last spot. That's how tough it is. So you have one loss now. And so now you're looking at it where we have Madison Central next week. You have Oxford after that. I think you get a break with Grenada, but then you have Tupelo out of that. So there are no easy games, man. So this game is important, and I said at the start of my broadcast, the game is important because you go walking into that game 1-0 all team and finish. Somebody's gonna be 2-0 when you're in the driver's seat. I know that sounds crazy because when week 2 of regional play, but it really is the case. If you're 2-0 in region 2-6-8, you have the key to say this is what it looks like moving forward.
Because you've been with that program some time. Is this kind of an unusual district for Clinton to be in the middle of the state and have district games up in the top of the state?
Yeah, I think so. The regional opponent, not the regional kind of quickly, Germantown. It's a good mix. We have some teams in the metro area, but when you travel, man, you have to travel. When you travel, you're going to face some of the premier programs in all of Mississippi. Tupelo, Perennial Power, Madison Central, Perennial Power. The whole family. So it's just one of those things where you cannot take a week off. And unfortunately, there's going to be a team. They may be 5-2 or 4-3. That's a really good team, like one of the best teams in the state. When the playoffs start, they're not going to be watching other teams. But that's the reality.
And how many times in the last couple of years have a really good team been at home watching the playoffs?
Last year, in any other division, would be part of the crop of their division, but because they play in region 2-6-8, they end up being on the outside looking in, man. And that's nothing to be ashamed of, because you're a really good team. It just so happens that you play in the best division.
Well said, Ray. Well said. And I'm assuming you're still on your way home.
I am actually sitting with a friend of Starbucks tonight. Huh? I'm getting a little older, so I'm just taking a
doing good. You're not getting older. You're getting better. There you go. Hey, listen, my friend. Thank you.
I like it. I like it.
Thanks for making us a part of your Friday night. Get those errors back on the winning track next week.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.